All right, let's build that hot pants style rag a cut width in Ableton Live 12, the way it hits on old school jungle and rave records. Punchy and readable in the middle, but with that hyped stereo aura that makes the crowd feel it. And we're doing it mastering safe, meaning it still holds up in mono and it doesn't wreck your drums. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you can route sends and returns confidently, and you've got a drum and bass groove playing while you work. That last part matters. Don't design this in solo. Build it against the snare and hats so you don't accidentally smear the groove. First, choose the right rag cut. Go for a short phrase, not a full sentence. Something like hot pants, rewind, booyaka, those quick, punchy callouts. Drop it on an audio track. Set warp to complex pro, and tighten the timing. In drum and bass, this is everything. Try placing it right on beat 4 before a drop, or as an answer around beat 2 to play off the snare. If it's late by even a tiny bit, the widening tricks won't feel like bigger, they'll feel like messier. Now we're going to make the dry vocal core solid first. On the Radocut track itself, start with EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz, fairly steep. You're not trying to keep body down there, you're trying to keep mud out of your parallel whitening later. Then do a quick harshness sweep in the 2.5 to 5k region. If it's biting, dip it 2 to 4 dB. And if it's dull, add a little air shelf around 8 to 12k, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Small moves. Next in the chain, add glue compressor. This is just for control, not for pumping. Set attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and pull the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Leave makeup off and match the level by ear. A classic mistake is making it louder and thinking it's better. Then add saturator for that rave density. Use analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're basically at unity. The goal is thickness and presence, but keep the consonants intact. If the T and K sounds start turning into sandpaper, back off. At this point, you should have a vocal that feels stable and forward, even in mono. That's your anchor. Now the main concept. Do not widen the main track directly. That's where people lose punch and end up with phase issues. Instead, we're going to create width in parallel on a return, like an effect halo that you can automate. Create return and name it Raga Widen. On your Raga track, bring up the send to that return just a little for now, or leave it off until the chain is built. On return A, start with EQ 8 and band limit it. This is one of the secrets to the old pirate radio energy, width that feels vibey, not hi-fi and washy. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10k. You're basically saying, no low end messing with the sub, and no excessive top end fizz taking over the mix. Now add delay. Not echo, just delay. Set it to time mode. We're using it like a controlled Haas widener, not a repeating delay line. Set the left time around 15 to 25 milliseconds, and the right around 25 to 40 milliseconds. Keep feedback really low, like 0 to 8%, and because it's a return, set dry slash wet to 100%, then open the delays filter section and high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10k. Again, we're keeping the widen effect out of the subs and out of the extreme top. Now, optional but useful, chorus ensemble after the delay. This is for micro detune and a little shimmer, not seasick wobble. Keep the amount around 10 to 25%, rate slow, maybe 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, width somewhere like 120 to 200%. And mix around 15 to 35%. If you start noticing pitch wobble as an effect, it's probably too much for most drum and bass contexts. Subtle wins. Next, add utility. Set width around 120 to 150% to start. Then turn on bass mono, and set it around 150 to 200 Hz. This part is non-negotiable if you want club translation. You can be wide up top all day. You cannot be wide in the low end without paying for it. Finally, put a limiter on the return, ceiling at minus 1 dB, and it should only catch the occasional spike. This is pre-master safe thinking. You're preventing your master limiter from reacting unpredictably when the stereo sides jump up. Now bring up the send from the Raga track to return A and listen in context with the drums. Here's your first coaching moment. Keep the return noticeably quieter than the dry vocal. If the widen return is even slightly too hot, it'll impress you for 10 seconds. And then it'll fatigue your ears and blur your snare. The dry track owns intelligibility. The return is vibe. If your return still sounds loud and forward even when you suspect it should be side info, do this quick check. On the return, temporarily set utility width to 0% so it collapses to mono. If it still feels like a big, clear vocal, your return has too much core content. Fix it by increasing the high pass on the return, or cutting a bit around 1 to 2 kHz on the return so the dry track stays in charge of readability. Now let's make it feel like rave pressure, not just wider. The trick is movement. Automate the send. A solid starting automation approach is this. During rolling sections, keep the send low, maybe around -18 to -12 dB. As you approach a pre-drop or a call-out moment, ramp it up to around -9 to -6 dB just for that phrase ending, like the last word. Then for the first part of the drop, pull it back down again, like -15 dB, so the drums and bass feel bigger and more threatening. Wide builds, tighter drops. Contrast equals heaviness. And here's a really effective arrangement move. One beat before the drop. Kill the side energy. Either pull the send right down, or automate the widen returns utility width to 0% for one beat, then bring it back after the first downbeat or after the first fill. That stereo field reopening makes the drop slam harder, without adding any new sounds. If the widen is fighting the snare, don't just EQ randomly. Do a clean fix, sidechain duck the widen return to the snare. Add a compressor on return A, turn on sidechain, choose your snare track or a drum bus as the input. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. You're not trying to hear pumping. You're making space so the snare stays the anchor and the widen becomes the hype around it. Now, a mastering safe polish move, mid/side EQ control. Put an EQ8 on your Raga Cut group, or a small mix bus where it makes sense. Switch it to mid/side mode. On the side channel, high pass gently around 150 to 250 Hz. If the sides get spitty, dip a little around 3 to 6K. On the mid channel, if you need more intelligibility, do a tiny boost around 1 to 2 kHz. Tiny. The goal is stability, not a different vocal. Before you commit, do a translation pass. This is where pros save themselves from heartbreak later. Three quick checks. First, put a utility on the master and hit mono. The phrase should still be audible and punchy, even if the vibe gets less exciting. Second, turn your monitors way down. At low volume, the vocal should still read. If it disappears, you rely too much on stereo excitement instead of core midrange. Third, do a one speaker or phone check. If the words turn to mush, the fix is usually less chorus, a shorter left-right delay gap, or more band limiting on the return. Not just turn it down. If you want to push it further, here are a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. One is a two-lane width system. Make two returns instead of one. Return A is tight width, with shorter delay times and minimal modulation. Return B is hype width, with slightly longer times and maybe a touch more feedback or chorus mix. Then automate between them. Tight most of the time, hype only on tallouts. This gives you structure and excitement without changing the dry vocal chain at all. Another is widening that reacts more to consonants than vowels. Put a gate before the delay and chorus on the widen return, and set it so it opens mainly on sharper parts of the vocal. That way, the TSS, K, and PA bits get the stereo sparkle, while the long vowels stay clean and centered. In fast drum and bass, that's a huge clarity win. And if you want that pirate radio grit, do it on the widen return, not the dry. Try gentle saturator first. Then EQ8 to band limit after saturation so the dirt feels intentional, and then a tiny touch of redux for grain. Subtle. Think better brave texture, not 8-bit. Now let's lock it in with a quick practice layout you can actually finish today. Make a fresh 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Place the Raga Cut every 2 bars, and keep the widen send around -14 dB. Bars 9 to 12. Build tension by automating the send up toward -7 dB. Bar 13. Do one quick echo throw on the last word, with a separate echo return if you want that classic jungle drama. Bars 14 to 16. For the drop, pull the widen send back to about -15 dB so the drums and bass own the space. Then do the mono check again, and adjust the delay times until it feels wide but not flammed. If it sounds like two hits instead of one hit, your times are too long or the left-right gap is too big. To wrap it up, remember the recipe. Dry track is the center and the punch. Eck, light glue. A bit of saturation, width is parallel, band limited and controlled, EQ band limit, short stereo delay, optional chorus, utility width with bass mono and a safety limiter. And the real old school pressure comes from automation and contrast, wide at the right moments, tight when you want the drop to feel heavy. If you tell me your BPM and whether your rag a cut is a clean studio a cappella or a dusty sampled snippet, I can suggest specific left and right delay times that lock into your groove so the width feels rhythmic, not smeary.